Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk some more about money. I think a little bit because it's a universal year of eight, I'm inspired to talk about money. I love the topic of money and personal finance, and I've been immersed in tons of information about it as of late. And I have a program, Prosperity Circle. You can go to my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. It's a group. It's price accessible. Check that out. But that's not, I mean, yes, I'm always promoting what I'm up to. That's not the main reason for this show. I have been talking a lot to clients who are ready to go to that next level. Like, if you've been in transformation, there's things that you do where you're like, this is old me, and now I'm this new me, but I'm still not the me that I've been fantasizing I could be, right? And so I have clients right now who are ready to move into what they've been fantasizing about. And that feels like more of a reach, whether it's transitioning out of a corporate job into a best-selling author career, or starting the business, the multi-million dollar business, you know, getting funding, that sort of thing. So I have clients that are moving in that direction. And so we've been having a lot of conversations, of course, about money. And so one of my favorite affirmations that I wish they would just start teaching us in school at a very young age, like they teach us reading, writing, and this affirmation: my work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. That is an Amanda Francis affirmation. She is the only person that I've heard that uses it, and I'm quite certain she is the originator of it. I've not heard any other configuration. And so I do want to credit her for that. And I think that is the most amazing gift she gave to the planet with that affirmation. And so if you are ready to go to the next level, the level that maybe you 2 years ago would call the fantasy level, but now you've ascended to a point where you're like, wow, fantasy doesn't seem so far away, but it's still a reach. If that's where you're ready to go, then I would encourage you to spend a lot of time programming that affirmation into your bones, into your DNA, into your waking breath. My work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. It is simple, but it as you start to really take it in, all of your resistance is going to come up. We have so many stories within us that convince us that our work isn't good enough and we need these outside validation and we need progress reports and grades, and we need to hear it from other people. And I'm not saying that that can't occur, but all of that occurs as a result of you really locking in that belief. And so sometimes life can make us think that we have that belief. Like, say you've been with the same company for a long period of time and you've received raise after raise, and you get good feedback from your supervisors, you can start to believe that, oh yeah, my work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. But if you took away the structure and that longevity of being on that job, and it's just you starting something, you building something, you start to realize that a lot of that confidence came from being on that job for a long time, being in this system where you get regular feedback. And now once that's gone, and this is what many of my clients are experiencing right now, they're like, oh my God, wait a minute. I actually don't feel as confident as I thought, right? And so I think this is the affirmation. If you can just make it like you wake up, like it's just known, it's just truth in your life, that your work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation, everything will change for you and the journey will be a lot easier. Because what I'm seeing is people go to these next levels, They don't have that feedback structure they're used to. Plus, they're taking a risk, emotional risk, sometimes a financial risk, a time risk, you know? And so then they're like, well, wait, they're questioning themselves, lots and lots of questioning of themselves. And I believe that that would be alleviated if you could just lock in, my work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. Fact. Nothing needs to be proven around that. It's very much like the idea of worthy and deserving, believing you are worthy and deserving and more than enough. You just have to lock those in. You can't put yourself in a structure where you're trying to prove it to yourself, because if you do, it's a slippery slope. You'll never really get there. You just have to accept it and be in it and say, this is my truth. I am worthy. I am deserving. And I am more than enough, period. That's the way I wake up in the morning. And the same goes for this affirmation. I think it'll change everything for you. So again, my work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. It's not just about memorizing it. You need to feel it. You need to believe it. You need to think like that. So if you go into a situation where, you know, maybe, so for me, like with my book business, yeah, I'm not going to spend a huge amount of time past what is professionally appropriate to get a lot of feedback to validate my internal world. Well, no, I don't need any feedback to validate my internal world, but to validate the work. Like, sure, yes, I'm going to have my editing team, and I tend to create a very big editing team when I'm working on a body of work. But I look back before I had any concept of my work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. As I look back on the work that I released during that time, I spent a lot of time trying to get some, you know, that internal cue that the work was good, right? And so that cost money. It cost delays, you know, and I think that ultimately, if I knew then what I know now, and it locked into my work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation, of course I'm going to put out a professional product, because that's the way I am. I'm a woman in business and I'm good at it. If I could have been in that level of confidence then, it could have saved me a lot of time, energy, effort, and heartache. When we are moving through our world trying to get somebody to validate us, to do that internal work for us, A, it never works, but B, it just kind of kicks up the pain. That, you know, that wound, whatever it is, it hurts, and it's unnecessary hurt. You don't have to do that to yourself. And I think if you can lock into my work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation, that is an Amanda Francis quote, it will change your entire life. And it's not just memorizing it, it's feeling it in the core of your being, knowing it to be true, knowing you are the best at what you do because you are. It's not about comparison, it's not about competition, it's about who you be within you, knowing that your work is good because it's of you and it's inspired by you and you are good. As you know that, you can move through your journey with a lot more ease. And this is next layer of this, and then I'll wrap. You'll attract different people into your life. You're not going to attract the person that's like, oh yeah, it's really good. Because you, on some level, we all know that we're really good. But this, and this, it's going to be really, really hard. All they're doing is just mirroring back to you all the bullshit that's in you, right? And so once you clear out the bullshit, you're not going to attract that story, because that, it's just, it makes you feel bad, right? It makes you feel low. It makes you feel like, God, I have this great idea and I've put so much energy into it, or I'm working on this thing. And then but then there's this and that and this, and there's just this. And I'm not talking about just the natural challenges that come with life. Like, yeah, no. I'm talking about that deep, wounded, goblin idea deflator in us that just sucks up all the goodness, right? I'm talking about that part of us. That ghost, only you can kill it. And the way you can start to kill it is really seeping into this belief, my work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation, thinking that way and feeling that way. And the feeling's probably pretty close to the confidence. It just is, right? It's a knowing, right? All right, cool. I'll say goodbye. Hey, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm a coach. I help people do really extraordinary things. I'm great at that. And I help them feel good as they move through that process. Oh, and I got this brilliant intuition where I can just see. I can see things at the highest level. So if you are looking for that type of support, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, but particularly I am promoting my one-year intuitive coaching package. Thank you for listening to this show. I'll be back again. Believe, believe, believe. No, no, no. Your work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. Again, that's Amanda Francis. And like, subscribe, review, star, whatever it is on the platform you listen to, because it helps the algorithm. It helps this show be more and more searchable. As I create more content, you will want to be able to search and say, hey, Amy did a show on that. Let me see if I can find it. All right, my loves. Thank you so much. Take care of yourself.